Bill, could you start by just giving your overall thoughts on the game?
Yeah, no, I think our guys battled hard. Give the Patriots credit. You know, they're a good, great team. And, you know, when you turn it over, you give up a kickoff return, 98-yard kickoff return, you turn it over, you're not going to beat the Patriots. You know, we talked about that all week. So give our guys credit. They fought. They fought for, you know, they fought hard and just didn't do enough.
What did you think in the fourth quarter when you got within one score?
Yeah, like I said, I thought that, obviously we were in the game. And couldn't turn it over. I thought our defense, you know, played as good as they could play. You know, they played well. And, again, give the Patriots credit. They did a great job.
Bill, you guys were down 14-3 early. They had that kickoff return. But then you were able to get back in the game. And as John said, you were within a score in the fourth quarter. That kind of heart and fight, it seems like it's captured your team this season and really the three seasons you've been here.
Yeah, our team will play hard, Brian. You know that. I mean, our team plays hard. We've got a good core group of veterans. You know, Brian Cushing and Dwayne Brown and, you know, guys like that. They're not going to let our team, you know, go out there and not play hard. But we have to play better offensively in order for us to get to where we need to be. In this league with the defense that we have. And so I put that on me. You know, we have to figure it out. We've got to spend a lot of time this offseason soul searching. Everybody's got to look in the mirror and figure out what we need to do better. But right now, give the Patriots credit. They got a hell of a team, great coaching staff, and they did a better job than we did tonight.
Speaking of the offense, Osweiler started, he was completing passes, a lot of short, kind of safer stuff. Was able to have some throws, but then he ends up with three interceptions, and that second one was a bit of a backbreaker where they end up in the 6-yard line, push it in. What did you see overall from him tonight, but especially in the second half?
Yeah, look, you know, interceptions, they're never one guy's fault. You know, obviously as an offense, we need to, you know, score more than 16 points. You know, you're not going to beat the Patriots scoring 16 points. So, you know, I'm not going to get into all the different plays and all that. I just know that I need to do a better job. Like I said, it starts with me. And like I also said, give the Patriots credit. They did a great job. Right. Yeah, no, he's a great competitor, great player. I've said that, you know, I had the fortune of coaching him. I know what he's all about. That was part of our game plan is to get in there and try to affect him with the rush. And I thought our guys did a great job of that, you know. But in the end, you know, kickoff return for a touchdown, short field on turnovers. You know, it's just tough to play defense against the Patriots like that. You know, I'll be honest with you. I was over there with the offense and going over the previous series and kind of the pictures. I know that we kicked it to the 1-yard line. I think it was a decent kick, but we missed tackles. Guys on the backside weren't able to get over across and make the play. And Dion went 98 yards. And, you know, any time in a playoff game you give up a 98-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, you're going to have a hard time winning. So give them credit. They did a nice job on it.
Can you address the issue about you possibly not coming back next season?
I'll be back next season. I'll be the Texans head coach. I'll be back next season. Like I said, I have a 5-year contract. This is year 3. And like I've also said, I need to do a better job. You know, I think we have a good football team, and we need to do a better job, especially on offense. And so I'm gonna work hard to try to get that improved this offseason.
Bill, last week after you guys beat the Raiders, Bob McNair said he was not even considering firing you. He said any of those reports were not even worth paying attention to, and then the story was still coming up this week.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm just tired of answering it. You can't even have a sense of humor about it. You have a sense of humor about it, people run with that. I'm going to be the head coach of the Houston Texans. I'm looking forward to working this offseason to try to improve the team. I really enjoy coaching this team. I have a lot of great feelings about the guys that I coach in that locker room, you know, the Cushings and the Dwayne Browns and all those guys, you know, Lamar Miller, I mean, all those guys, C.J. Fedorowicz and Griffin and, you know, all the guys on defense, Kareem and J.J. So I'm looking forward, Whitney, J.D., I mean, I could name the whole roster. And I'm looking forward to coming back and coaching those guys. Yeah, those guys are relentless players. I mean, they're disruptive players. They're good players. I mean, they really make a difference in there. And they move around a lot. They have to be intelligent to play in our defense because we move them in a lot of different areas. You know, Whitney had a pass breakup on a route to, I think it was Dion or James White. And, you know, so they're versatile players. And so they're good players, and it's good to have them on our team.
You guys have been able to get to 9-7 three straight years, you know, win two AFC South titles, get to this point and play the Patriots close. But you mentioned the offense, I think, all season in a lot of ways. Is it clear to you even post-game that for you guys to take that next step, the offense has got to take the next step?
Yeah, and again, it starts with me. You know, I don't point fingers. I look in the mirror. I look right square in the mirror, and I figure out what I can do better, and I'm already thinking about that right now. You know, I just you can't have the offense where it's at in this league and expect to win a championship. And so we've got to figure it out. We've got to improve. You know, I think special teams has to be more consistent. Obviously, you can't give up kickoff returns. Sometimes we look like a great special teams unit. Other times we look like a bunch of, well, I got to be careful here, but, you know, we look like not very good. And so, and then offensively, we have to get better. So I think, you know, it's pretty obvious. I mean, it's not rocket science. You know, it's pretty obvious. And I thought our guys fought hard today. And, you know, like I said, the Patriots are a great team, and it was a tough game.
Bill, you say it's on you. Coach,
I'm the head coach.
Is it on personnel too, delivering on the
football? No, it's coaching. Coaching's got to get better. We're coaching better. We'll evaluate. You know, it's, you know, I'm responsible for a lot of things around here. I'm responsible for that product on the field, and you know, so I'm gonna try to do a better job. I'm gonna work hard to do a better job.
What's the fine line between the coaching and all right, guys, you gotta make plays?
Yeah, no, I think, look, you know, again, I think it's all about making sure that you know we're putting them in the right position to make plays. You know, guys, obviously they need to go out there and make plays. They're paid to do that, but. You know, again, I look at myself right away. That's the way I was brought up. That's what I believe in. I think we have a good football team. We're better than what we played tonight. And so I think, you know, that I believe in coaching. I think coaching in this league is a very, very, very large part of success, as witnessed tonight on that sideline. So I think that we can do better. And again, it starts with me. Yeah, the deep pass. That was a nice throw. I mean, it was right in the breadbasket. You know, look, Will's going to get better. Will, you know, we have not had a rookie receiver play as much as he played for us. I think he was probably in the top 10 of rookie receivers as far as catches go. You know, there's a lot of things Will's going to work on to get better. And he knows what he needs to work on. He's a very smart player. So, you know, I'm sure he feels as bad about that play as anybody. But that wasn't the difference in the game. I mean, you know, that's just one play of many.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Just rock at the podium. Locker room's open.